What did you learn at this hearing that encouraged you about where we stand on cybersecurity today?
Well, we are making some progress on implementing the Comprehensive National Cybersecurity Initiative. The department is on track to deploy Einstein 2, but they're a year behind on Einstein 3. So we're making some progress, but we've still got a long ways to go, but there is some tangible progress.
What are your thoughts overall, not just about the Einstein projects, but about the CNCI in general?
You know, we're less than half finished now with the TIC structure. We're about 40% of the agencies are into the TIC program already. So we've got a long ways to go, even on Einstein 2. But they assured us that they would finish that up in this fiscal year. And then on 3, you know, we've got a long ways to go, even with the concept of the program. It's not a sure thing at this point in time, technically, not to mention practically. So I'm a little disappointed that we're not farther along with Einstein 2 or 3.
Do you have a sense that it's a managerial problem, or is it just because the technology that's involved is so complex and maybe DHS ran into some issues that they weren't anticipating when they're trying to deploy Einstein 2?
I think all of the above. We have not had real proper hard-charging organizational structure. I think we're getting close to that now. There have been a lot of technical glitches and problems to overcome with both of the Einsteins, especially 3. And then there's a good deal of bureaucratic inertia and not wanting to shake up the status quo. So all those things are a factor, I think.
The three PPAs that the witnesses talked about, programs, projects, and activities, they talked about U.S. CERT, they talked about strategic initiatives, and they talked about outreach and programs. And each of those components, of course, being that they were before an appropriations subcommittee, they were talking about the specific dollars that they're looking for. What were your thoughts about the numbers that were presented to you?
Well, I'm concerned. Given the seriousness and the complexities of this threat that we're under, it is a bit disconcerting that the budget request actually calls for a decrease in the dollars put into the program, nearly 5% cut from current spending, an $18.4 million reduction. I think that's likely to slow the rate of deployment of both Einstein 2 and 3. And slow consolidation efforts under the TIC program. It also could reduce the outreach to the private sector, which, by the way, is 85% of the critical infrastructure, not to mention outreach to safeguard data held by state and local governments. So I'm concerned about the budget requests. I'm not. They assured us that it would not slow them down, but I'm not sure about that.
Overall, would you say that you were pleased, displeased, encouraged, discouraged, or maybe just right in the middle, right down the middle, with what you heard from the witnesses at this hearing?
I think the progress on the program is dragging. I think they have the concept in mind and are working toward fulfilling it, but it's going very slow, and we are way behind. Einstein 3, they tell me, was at least 1 year behind the schedule. That's not satisfactory, and we're less than half finished with the Einstein 2's TIC program. So I guess I'm a little discouraged that we're not moving fast enough.
Now, we learned through a report from the GAO this week that the TIC program itself is run a little bit behind schedule at the agencies, too. that there are still some compliance issues really across the agencies when it comes to tick. They haven't narrowed the number of gateways down as much as we should be at this point. How does that fit with what your inclinations are when it comes to this budget request, this appropriation request, the whole piece of that?
Well, they're less than halfway to their stated goal for consolidating the ticks, about 40%, as a matter of fact. They have achieved an average compliance, they say, score of 81% across federal agencies on the tick guidelines. However, GAO questioned that progress, saying that the difference between planned compliance and actual consolidation is not the same. So I think we've got a ways to go, even on Einstein 2. The GAO review was dated through September 09, and progress has been made since that time, but no federal component is 100% compliant with the Internet Connections Consolidation effort as of the last day of March.
Do you foresee the possibility of rearranging those priorities for them, since you have the prerogative to do that, to put more money there than they've requested?
Well, I would never think of such a thing.
Congressman, I appreciate your time and your discussion on this, and I hope to touch base with you as the budget process continues. And I'm actually sorry about both your powerhouse teams in the NCAA tournament, sir.
Oh, we'll be there next year.
I have every confidence that you will. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.